Here's an experiment. Describe yourself in three words. 40 years old, mother, professional.
Now imagine you're on food stamps. Does the definition change at all? Do you suddenly add struggling to the list of adjectives?
It had never even occurred to me. You know, here I am, this Ivy League educated, middle-aged person with, I should have my act together far more than to be in a situation like this. But, when times are tough, I grabbed it.
That's musician Rosalind Block speaking to Reuters, one of millions of Americans now using some kind of public assistance.
But does a change in income change who we are? Does Medicaid somehow alter our identities?
This is Us on Food Stamps.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 31st. This is a conversation that we got started online with our listeners, and they had a lot to say about changing identities when your financial position changes.
Changing economy, changing identities. We're going to discuss it in just a moment, but let's first get a check of the morning's top news stories. More than 7 years of fighting, more than 4,400 Americans killed. The U.S. officially ends its combat mission in the nation of Iraq today. Vice President Biden is in Baghdad to mark the end of U.S. combat operations. He'll meet with Iraqi leaders in hopes of jumpstarting a national government. President Obama addresses the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Earlier, we spoke to Noah Feldman, a former senior advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority, the CPA, remember them, in Iraq?
The only thing we know for sure about President Obama's speech tonight is that he will not use the word mission accomplished.
Fighting continues in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, four U.S. troops killed this morning by a roadside bomb, bringing the total to 18 Americans killed since Saturday. General David Petraeus tells NATO television it's been a long, hard summer.
We have reversed the Taliban's momentum in some areas. Some we have blunted it. Some, perhaps, the Taliban is still trying to expand.
General Petraeus says unlike Iraq, international forces won't hand over security to Afghan forces for entire provinces at once. Instead, he says it will be a more gradual process in smaller areas as security allows.
Hurricane Earl is headed for the eastern seaboard after dumping more than a foot of rain in Puerto Rico. Todd Kimberlain of the National Hurricane Center says Earl is the first real threat of this year's hurricane season.
Residents up and down the U.S. East Coast, particularly from the Carolinas northward through New England, should monitor the progress of Earl.
The storm is a powerful Category 4 with winds of 135 miles per hour.
They're still looking for closure in Alaska. Election officials will begin counting the more than 23,000 absentee and question ballots today in the Republican Senate primary. Senator Lisa Murkowski trails Tea Party candidate Joe Miller by less than 1,700 votes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on his way to Washington this morning for this week's relaunch of peace talks with the Palestinians.
A federal investigation has found numerous safety violations at two egg farms linked to the recent salmonella outbreak. Inspectors say the farms did not follow basic safety and sanitary guidelines. They found rodents inside hen houses. The outbreak led to the recall of more than half a billion eggs, and it sickened more than 1,400 people. And a small ray of sunshine in Pakistan. Floodwaters are beginning to recede in southern parts of the country, and some residents are now allowed to return to their homes in the Sindh province. That was one of the most hard-hit areas of the country. More than 6 million people were displaced there. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down as well. The Dow will start at 10,009, just over the mark. The S&P opens at 1,048, the NASDAQ at 2,119. Well, all throughout the morning, we're looking back at more than 7 years of fighting in Iraq. What have we accomplished there? We're going to talk to veterans about that later this hour, but we want to hear from you now. What have we accomplished, do you think? And what have we learned as a country? Brian on Facebook writes to us, he's learned that it's very expensive to fight someone else's battles. Give us a call with your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
In just a moment, we're going to look within the U.S. borders and see where more people than ever are getting government assistance. Does it change their sense of themselves? Certainly the U.S. economy is changing. How about our own identities? We'll talk in a few minutes.